Warmest welcome everyone to the best podcast in the world, the Business and Dreams podcast.
Wow, very humble
Very
beginnings,
humble.
but I love it. Warmest
I'm very
welcome.
humble that this is the best podcast in the world. No, I'm kidding. Or am I? I don't know. Maybe it's good to have confidence, but also at the same time, self-awareness. So I don't know. You judge whether you like this podcast or not.
If
So we are
you,
choosing.
I have
But
something to say. If you
yeah.
agree with this and you think so, give us 5 stars on Spotify because we would appreciate it so much and be so grateful for
Yes. Otherwise, just block us and don't talk to us ever again. I'm kidding. No, but that's a really good
Yes.
point. So feel free to give us a 5-star review and follow us so that other people can find this podcast too. And today we are tuning in again from two different countries. I am from Sweden here, the boring country. I'm kidding. No, but still, I'm sitting here. And Camilla, she is in you present.
South of France, the French
Yay!
Riviera.
The French Riviera. How is life in the sunny part of the world?
Is incredible. I mean, I am very happy and grateful to be here. I was actually thinking about this today that, people seem to complain a lot about long distance relationships, in general, but most people in Sweden, they have a long distance relationship with the sun. It's something
That
else.
is really good.
It was
Wow.
something I was thinking about
Oh
because
my God.
I heard in another podcast that during the month of November, I think it was the first week of November, in Sweden, guess how many hours of sun there was?
0.3.
Yes, you knew it.
Are you serious? I was
Yeah.
like doing the biggest exaggeration I could ever do. What? 0.3? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I mean it's, I guess it's 0.5, or I don't know how to say it, but like
Oh my. Are you
30 minutes
kidding me?
of
No
sun
way.
in
First
the
week in
first
January.
in November. It was
November.
that.
Oh my God. That's tough
And
statistics.
that was when I was thinking, like, if you have a partner that you really love and you get to see them 30 minutes during 1 week,
Yeah.
you wouldn't be very happy.
Yeah,
So
that's
I
a
mean,
good
it's
one.
not weird if you don't, I mean, if you love the sun and a bit lighter weather, it's not weird if you are not super happy during that whole season when it's like that in Sweden.
Yeah, I've heard so many around me actually are feeling quite low, and I'm thinking maybe it's because of November and all the darkness right now. So I think you did an amazing choice there to expose yourself to the sun, not to end this long distance relationship with the sun. That's really good. Oh
Exactly,
my
exactly.
God.
But yeah, so I was thinking today that I want to talk a little bit about, because a lot of people are dreaming about freedom, and location freedom is one of those things, but it's also a lot of women out there who's dreaming about freedom in terms of money and in terms of time. And I was thinking that we can talk a little bit about how to achieve that and what is the key ingredient in order to do that.
Yes, let's do it. Let's start. You start.
Yes, and I can actually reveal the keys straight away to anyone who's wondering about what is the most important starting point for freedom. And the most important starting point is actually a word that will surprise you, probably.
Shock you.
And that is the word discipline. And many people think that discipline is the opposite of freedom, that you are forced to do things, that you should use your willpower. But the truth is that discipline is actually the key to freedom when you use discipline on the area that is most important. And that area is your inner world. Discipline over your inner world. So that is discipline in your thoughts, disciplines in your emotions. if you have that, then you will get something called inner freedom. And I was like, are you there? You're so
Yes,
close.
I'm so into listening.
That
I don't want to interrupt.
when you get inner freedom, that will be reflected in your outer world as well. Because the truth is, when you ask yourself, why do you want more money? Why do you want to maybe live or study abroad? Or why do you want all these things? It's not because the things in themselves, it's because of the emotions you think they will give you. And those emotions, they will not come because of these things. Like, I can give you more money today, and there could still be something happening that will worry you. You know, it could still be that you are in the exact same emotional state as today, where you are worrying about where the next money will come from, or if you lose the money you have, or all these emotions and thoughts, they can still be there. And the same is if you change your location, or if you have a lot of time to do things, that does not guarantee any change at all in your thoughts and emotions. So if you don't have living from the inside out, you become so fragile, because anytime anything will happen that will not be to your liking, all of a sudden you are a victim. You're a victim of what's gonna go outside of you. And that kind of freedom that you get when you have discipline over your thoughts and emotions, it cannot be bought by money. Everything else can kind of be bought by money, but except if you invest in a program, I guess. Except if you work on yourself. But you can be as rich in the world and still not have inner freedom if you don't decide to, that it's important.
Exactly. Yes, I fully agree with this. It's living from the inside out. That is so important. I love what you said there. Like, I can give you lots of money today, and that wouldn't necessarily mean that it would change how you feel on the inside. Like,
Yeah.
your problems wouldn't magically go away. You could still have worries and everything. That is so true. And what you
Yes.
said also, I don't know if you said it in the podcast just in our private conversations, but like, it was something like you don't want that, dream house or dream future, and at the same time feeling stressed or worried all the time, because no
No.
one thinks about that. No one thinks like everyone thinks that it like it's subconsciously to think that in my dream future when I have that house I'm happy, but
Yeah.
that's not necessarily the case, and it's especially not the case if you don't do the inner work and to achieve this inner freedom.
And especially not long term, you know? Maybe you are feeling great in that house, but what happens, you know? You get used to things so quickly. You get used to them so quickly. So then that will all of a sudden be your new standard, you know? And what happens then when you get, I don't know, some leakage in your house, something you need to get fixed, and all of a sudden you're stressed about that, you know, and all of a sudden you're dreaming about the new house, kind of. And if you didn't do any emotional and thought journey to get there, you lost the whole point of getting there. Because the whole point of getting there is that you will grow as a person, that you will expand and become a new version of yourself. And if you didn't do that, it didn't contribute to any growth in you. So that's the goal of the goal. And it's so important to emphasize that the goal is not the house or the thing. The goal is the inner freedom you will get from striving for it in the right way.
Exactly. I think that many people are like, just let me get the house or the car and then I will work on myself or something like
Exactly.
that. But do
Exactly.
you think that it is easier to also get the stuff that you want, the external things, when you have achieved this inner freedom, that like inner freedom also leads to outer freedom?
100%, because what's going on on your inside is reflected on your outside. So whatever you have in your outer world right now, it tells something about what's going on your inside. So someone who is like feeling very, worthy and feeling this sense of that they have a very good relationship with money, it is impossible for that not to be reflected on the outer world. And the same is the opposite. If you feel very insecure, if you feel you have a lot of limitations and doubt, that will for sure be reflected somehow in your circumstances, in your results you can see with your eyes and with your senses.
Exactly. So it's really like a double win when you do this. You have
Yes.
this discipline, it creates this inner freedom that you both feel much better, and you also actually achieve the things that you now believe will make you feel better.
Exactly. And you will take back the power, because there are so many things outside of you that you can't control. And these are, everything you can see with your eyes, like the weather, for instance. I mean, you can control, I guess, by changing where you live, but like there could be a rainy day, there could be something that went not to your liking, something went wrong. And if you are not disciplined over your thoughts and emotions, you are just letting yourself be thrown around by life. Kind of like a sailing boat that the wind is just like taking it here, taking it there. You are not the captain at all. So the only way to become captain of your life is to become the captain of your thoughts and emotions.
Yes, very true.
And then I don't think you need the discipline like in other areas because you have the discipline over your thoughts and emotions. So that's when you get the most out of discipline, out of willpower, if that's what you spend it on.
Yeah, I love that we bring up this word discipline because as you said, I think that many people have a lot of negative connotations with this word, but really that is the key to achieve inner freedom and therefore also outer freedom as well. So it's
Yes.
very, very true. So for those of you listening, like Camilla, what kind of advice would you like, how would could we start to achieve this inner freedom?
I would say anything that has to do with discipline over your thoughts and emotions. So, if it is that you work with journaling, guided meditations, that you, when you are caught up in something that didn't go right, to really take a look at your thoughts and emotions and see how, what am I thinking and feeling right now about this? And you can, of course, allow yourself to feel that. You shouldn't suppress anything. But then after that, start to think, what was good in this that happened? And start to see good in everything, that everything is serving you. If it was a neg if it was a negative feedback, see what was good about this. Maybe you could change something, you can learn something, maybe now you will not do that again. So always look at the good in things that are happening, and then that way you can shift your thoughts and emotions faster, so you don't stay in these states that are not serving you. I would say that is my recommendation. So next time something happens that is not to your liking, whether it is that you missed the bus or you, I don't know, you got rejected, what was good about that? And focus on that.
Yes, that is such a great advice, such a good reminder also to have, because I use it sometimes, but I have to remind myself with more. I remember
Yeah.
like this summer when I told you my computer just went down on the floor and just crashed, and
Yeah.
we had started this in the work, like with some courses programs, and I was so proud because usually I'd be like, oh no, that wasn't supposed to happen, but instinctly I was like, that is the best thing that could happen, and it was so
Yes.
liberating. I was like, perfect. So that is such a great thing, like a mindset to have, and it's like that expression, like the universe is always conspiring in your favor, so it's so nice to
Yes.
have that with you.
And
Love that.
start thinking that constantly. Like you said, maybe you already heard this before, but start really remind yourself. I mean, I need to remind myself of this too, so it's good that I'm saying it out loud. How is this serving me? To have that as a question always on repeat in your head. How is this serving me? How is this good?
Love that.
Because that's when you take control over that inner peace and calmness.
Yes, such a good episode. Thank you, Camille, for sharing all these thoughts. I thought that was such a good reminder, actually, that we have to start with our inner like world, and that will also reflect on our outside world. So that was a really good reminder. And how is disturbing me? That is the question I will bring with me the whole week. So thank you for that.
And I think a great New Year's resolution for you, if you're looking at 2024 now, it's coming closer, or you know, for 2024, maybe start to think, instead of only having I need this, I need this, I need that, different circumstances, those are, you know, effects, and the cause is your inner mind. So instead, maybe have a goal around your inner mind, because then all these effects will come to you. So what could be a goal around inner freedom that you could establish for 2024?
So good. Well, yes. I guess that was all for today. Or do you have any closing words?
I want to I want to finish this episode with a quote that I really like. Life will only change when you become more committed to your dreams than you are to your comfort zone.
Bam. Bam. Go after your dreams now. Let's make 2024 the best year ever.
Thank you for listening.